How does your faith show itself? How does it make you different as a neighbour, a friend, a husband, a wife, a parent, a pupil, a colleague, a manager? If you this afternoon or tomorrow went to your family or friends or work colleagues or school friends and asked them that question, how does my faith in Jesus make me different? What do you think they would say? Don't shout out answers, okay? But just think about it for a second. It's interesting that there are times when Abraham's faith stands out. If we were going to chart it on a graph, help me out here, what would it look like? So if you've got failing faith at the bottom, you've got strong faith at the top. In Genesis 12 verses 1 to 9, when God calls and Abraham leaves everything, where would his faith be? Go on, Elijah.
It'd be at strong faith.
Strong faith. Okay, so let's go up there. Let's do strong faith.
Do it like a bar.
Thanks, Elijah. It's almost like I pre-planned it. We're just going to do a line graph, not a bar graph. Okay? Thanks for that. You can write the sermon next week. Okay? So, Genesis 12, 10 to 20 then. When he goes to Egypt and he's terrified and he gets Sarah to lie, where would his faith be?
Failing faith.
Okay, now, we're going to think about at the end, where does Abraham's faith go? But if you look here, what's the trajectory? Downward, isn't it? So if he carries on in this, he's going to have no faith. There are times, aren't there, when Abraham's faith stands out. There are times when Abraham's faith fails. And we saw last week, as we looked at him in Egypt, as he schemed and lied and plotted and planned, that actually he was having a fainting fit of faith. It was as if his faith had disappeared. But actually, fascinatingly, God works through that to grow his faith. Pete said last week, didn't he, that faith is a bit like a muscle. You've got to exercise it to grow it. And God is teaching Abraham, as he's in Egypt, that he can trust God no matter what. So if you look at the end of chapter 12, you notice something. Abraham lies and deceives, but God protects Sarai. Now, Abraham puts her in danger, but God is faithful and saves her from trouble. And do you notice that Abraham leaves with loads of stuff? If you look at verse 2, it says, Abraham became very wealthy in livestock and silver and gold. Why? Because verse 16, Pharaoh gave all that stuff to Abraham because of Sarah. God blesses Abraham even when he doesn't deserve it. And what is Abram learning? He's not learning that sin doesn't matter. Sin puts Sarai, Abram, and the promises in peril when they're in Egypt. But Abram is learning that God is gracious and tenacious in keeping his promises. God is faithful even when Abraham falters. So look at chapter 13 that we read earlier. Now verses 1 to 4, do you notice? God brings Abram back to Bethel, between Bethel and Ai. Now that's meant to kind of get our memories jangling, because God brings him back to exactly the same place where he was before he went to Egypt. In chapter 12, verse 8, we find him between Bethel and Ai, and he's built an altar and he's worshipping God. And now God brings him back again. It's like a system restore. Have you ever had that really irritating thing where on your computer you have to install a new operating system, and you install it and the screen just goes black? Nothing works. So you have to press function F8 and you start it in safe mode, and you've got the option to restore to its previous operating system. And that's what happens here. Abraham is effectively, as he goes to Bethel and Ai, in between the two, and worships God, it's as if God has restored him to his previous faith operating system.
Yeah.
Instead of failing faith, Abraham is now back in the place where he had strong faith. And the question is chapters 13 and 14 open, which of the two will Abraham be? Will he have strong faith or will he have failing faith? The encouragement as chapter 13 starts is, a fainting fit of faith doesn't forfeit God's promises. That's the challenge to say. Okay? A fainting fit of faith doesn't forfeit God's promises. That God graciously brings Abraham back. Now maybe this morning as we start, you need that encouragement. Maybe you wouldn't dare ask that question we started off with. You wouldn't dare ask your colleagues, your school friends, your neighbours or your family where your faith stands out, where it makes a difference. Because you know those places are your Egypt. Maybe school is where actually your faith fails. On a Sunday, it's strong, but actually in the playground or in the classroom, you live no different from anyone else. Maybe it's the workplace. Maybe it's home. Maybe it's with certain members of the family. Those places are your Egypt. But actually, the encouragement in the Bible is we're not alone. Abraham does that too. Israel do that too. Now, the good news isn't, the encouragement isn't that we're just as bad as everyone else. The encouragement is that God meets Abraham's fainting fit of faith with his grace. And God is teaching him through that so that Abraham has strong